听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well everyone, grab a bucket because we are in the middle of a berry picking contest. Yesterday, Grizzly Bear called Brown Bear crazy. Now if someone calls you crazy, they don't usually mean you're literally crazy. More often, it means you're foolish or senseless.So we can understand why Brown Bear took offense at that, and that's where we pick up our story. Let's check in on the word bank where we see two new key words. The first is squabble, as in, let's not squabble about who will go first. I will. And the second word is shove. Shove. Mike gave me a shove and I fell into the pool. Splash!Now I think Brown Bear and Grizzly Bear are in the middle of a squabble. Let's see what's happening on page 33, top of the right-hand column.
Bucket of berries. Crazy? I am not crazy, screamed Brown Bear. Now take it back. Never, shouted Grizzly.Now, interrupted the activity chair bear, trying to take control of the situation. But the two bears continued to squabble. By this time, the other bears were taking sides. Most took up for Brown Bear, but a few defended Old Grizzly. Then suddenly, Old Grizzly gave Brown Bear a big shove. There, he said boldly, take that. Everyone held their breath.Brown Bear and Old Grizzly often argued, but never before had they actually fought. Everyone was silent. Everyone wondered what would happen next. Just then,
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel. We're so glad you joined us for the conclusion of our Animal Tale story. Now,If you weren't with us last time, let's get you caught up. We have a very exciting story today, and we're at a picnic, and the bears at the picnic are having a contest. And three bears have been talking together, and two of them especially are kind of upset because they really want to win the contest, and those are Old Grizzly and Brown Bear. And what happened right before we finished our lesson yesterday?
Well, it looked like Brown Bear and Grizzly Bear were certainly getting frustrated with each other, but our third bear, a young cub named Scout, he also wants to participate. He wants to take part in this berry picking contest.
And the contest involves filling up your bucket with berries and I guess seeing who can get the most berries in your bucket. So last time, Grizzly was yelling at Brown Bear and he was saying to him, you're ridiculous. There's no way you're going to beat me. You're crazy. And moving on, what do we see today? What did Brown Bear yell back at him?
Well, Brown Bear screamed, crazy? I'm not crazy. Now, take it back. Now, when you take something back, what does that mean, Rachel?
Well, that means take back what you said. Like what you said was hurtful, and I want you to kind of apologize for saying it. I remember as a kid, if my sister would call me a name, I would say, take that back. In other words, if you could put the words back in your mouth,
right.
I wish you would do that. It's kind of a form of apology.
There are many times in my life where I wish I could take the words back and put them back where they came from.
I agree. Same here. So what he wants is for Grizzly Bear to take back those mean things that he said to him. But Grizzly isn't going to take those words back. He shouts, "Never!" Now, thankfully, the chair bear, the activity chair bear, steps in. And what does he say? He's trying to calm them down, isn't he?
Well, the activity chair bear says, "Now, now," or he interrupted. And he's trying to take control of the situation. Now, that's not one of our marked words, but if you take control of the situation, that means that you're trying to gain control of what's happening. So let's go to Liz and take another look at this sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about bears and berries in our article today. And when it comes to berries, the Pacific Northwest of the United States is a fantastic place to find berries, which is why I'm here in Seattle. But before I go off looking for berries, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. "Now, now," interrupted the activity chair bear, trying to take control of the situation. Now, friends, isn't it interesting how the sentence begins with "now, now"? It doesn't mean "at this moment," as in "right now." Instead, "now, now" is a gentle or polite way for a speaker to show that he or she does not accept what someone else is saying or doing and would like to encourage a different kind of behavior or response. In the case of today's grammar tip sentence, the chair bear had to say "now, now" because the other bears were getting out of control. "Now, now" is usually used in spoken situations, and here are some other examples. "Now, now," said the teacher, "there is no need for any name-calling in this classroom." Or, "Now, now, children, let's be quiet and find our seats for dinner quickly," said the babysitter. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. So glad you can join me for today's Grammar on the Go. This is Liz, signing off in Seattle. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, the chair bear is trying to get everybody to participate and trying to get control of the situation. But those two bears, Grizzly and Brown Bear, aren't listening. They are continuing to squabble. Chip, what does it mean if you squabble with someone?
Well, if you squabble with somebody, that means that you have a fight or a quarrel, maybe an argument about something that's really not important.
True. So sometimes it's not a big argument, but you're just arguing back and forth and exchanging words, and they're squabbling. Now, by this time, the other bears were taking sides. That's another one of our key phrases. If you take sides with somebody, you support them. So sometimes if two people are fighting, you might want to take sides with one person, take somebody's side, and that means you're supporting them. You're kind of fighting with them.
Right, and often we talk about two sides of an argument. This side says yes, and that side says no. So when you're choosing or when you're taking sides, you are choosing to put yourself with a certain side.
Right, you want to support one side. And so in this situation, most of the bears took up for Brown Bear, or in other words, they were on Brown Bear's side. They were supporting him. They took his side. But a few defended Old Grizzly. I kind of had this feeling that Old Grizzly might not have as many friends. He sounds like kind of an old argumentative type of guy.
Yeah, he sounds like kind of a big, angry bear that doesn't get along very well with other people or other bears.
True. Well, at least a few people are defending him, and that means they're sticking up for him. They are on his side. Well, Old Grizzly gave Brown Bear a big shove. So all of a sudden, it's more than just words arguing. Old Grizzly actually pushed Brown Bear. That's what it means if you shove someone, you push them roughly.
And actually, yeah, a shove is a very strong push. So it's more than just a little push. It's a very strong push. And so he said, "There, take that," as a way of saying, there you go. Take
it
that.
It reminds me of two children, you know, fighting. And everybody else is watching all of the other bears and they're saying, ah, and they're holding their breath. What's going to happen? Well, Brown Bear and Old Grizzly often argued, but never before had they actually fought. They were actually in a fight. So this caused everyone to be silent, wondering what was going to happen next. And just then, oh no, we're out of time.
Actually, yeah, I think it's time for us to take a break. But first, we're going to watch today's skit. So stay tuned.
I think bears are very cute.
Yes, they are.
And bears are very lucky.
Lucky? Why?
Because they get to sleep all winter.
Yeah, bears take very long naps.
And when they wake up, they must be very hungry.
Yeah, as hungry as a bear.
Hey, that's an English idiom. As hungry as a bear.
Oh, yeah, I know. It means very, very hungry.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of idioms, have you ever heard of a bear market?
A bear market? Is that where hungry bears shop for groceries?
Good guess, but that's not what it means.
Oh.
A bear market describes the business market.
Oh, you mean the stock market?
Yes. When prices are falling, it's called a bear market.
Oh, so falling prices is called a bear market?
Yes.
I still think it sounds like a grocery store for bears.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. Before the break, the focus of the story was on Grizzly and Brown Bear. They were squabbling over something, and so everyone's attention was on them. But what happened to the bear named Scout? We'll find out what he's been doing after we look at our last keyword of the day, the adverb uselessly. You're studying uselessly. The test was yesterday. Now, let's find out how this bucket of berries contest ends. Our final reading starts at the top of page 34.
Bucket of berries. Hey, everybody! Take a look! Cried Scout unexpectedly. My bucket's full of berries. Scout's announcement took everyone by surprise. In fact, no one knew what to say or do. Finally, Old Grizzly began to smile. My, my, Scout, he said, shaking his head from side to side. It looks like you're the winner. And he picked Scout up off the ground and gave him a great big bear hug. Congratulations, he grinned. Bears and people, take notice. Don't spend time arguing uselessly. Instead, take advantage of the time you have.
So, before our break, we knew that Brown Bear and Grizzly were fighting, and Grizzly had shoved Brown Bear, and everybody's watching. They're quiet. What's going to happen? But meanwhile, somebody was up to something.
That's right. A voice from the crowd says, "Hey, everybody, take a look." And it was Scout. Scout was saying, take a look, which is a way, it's an expression or a way to say, hey, look at this. Look at what is here.
And he said this unexpectedly, which means nobody expected him to get everyone's attention. And they're kind of surprised at his big announcement. And what was his big announcement? Well, he said, my bucket's full of berries. Now, that's what the contest was all about.
Right. I mean, it looks like Scout just won the berry picking contest, the biggest event of the annual picnic.
And because he was working while the others were fighting. Well, Scout's announcement took everyone by surprise. In fact, No one knew what to say or do. I just kind of have this picture of him. He was working getting his berries quickly while everybody else was watching Grizzly and Brown Bear arguing and fighting. And meanwhile, he was working hard.
So he took everyone by surprise with this announcement. And maybe you can almost guess what take someone or something by surprise means. It means to surprise someone.
That's right. You just surprise them and you kind of shock them. And so obviously all of the other bears are very surprised to see that he had filled his bucket. Now, this does have a happy ending. Old Grizzly finally begins to smile. He's just as surprised as all the other bears, but then he finally breaks out into a smile. And what does he say to Scout?
He says, my, Scout. And he said this while shaking his head from side to side. It looks like you're the winner. And now, I think in the beginning of this story, Grizzly was the one who laughed when Scout just wanted to take part in the contest.
Right. He didn't think he could do it because he was so small. He didn't think he stood a chance at winning. But look, Scout proved him wrong, and it's nice to know that Grizzly now accepted him as the winner and respects him maybe for working hard. Well, what did he do next? Grizzly picked Scout up off the ground and gave him a great big bear hug. Now, Chip, explain to our listeners what a bear hug is.
Well, a bear hug is basically just a very big hug. I think maybe it gets the meaning from bears being very big. And so if two bears were to hug each other, then it would be a very big, strong hug.
It's not the kind of hug where it's kind of like one arm around the back. This is when someone just wraps both arms around you and almost picks you up off the ground in a great big bear hug. If you've never been bear hugged, well, maybe you could try it sometime. It's a lot of fun. And I have some people in my family who always give me bear hugs, and it sure does make me feel loved.
Yes, definitely. I have a friend like that, too, in Missouri. He is a big bear of a man, and he gives me a bear hug, and I feel like I can't breathe, actually.
When he squeezes you so hard, yeah. Huh? Usually it's the bigger people that can give the big bear hugs. Well, that's a fun way to congratulate Scout, and Grizzly obviously is accepting him, and he tells him congratulations. He's happy for Scout. So what is the moral of the story? What is the lesson we have to learn here?
Well, he says, bears and people take notice. That means notice this or observe this or look with special attention. Don't spend time arguing uselessly. Now, what does it mean if you're arguing uselessly, Rachel?
Well, it means there's no use for the argument. There's no need for it. If you do something uselessly, then it's in a useless manner. It's not necessary. So instead of arguing for no reason at all, we should take advantage of the time we have. And that's our last phrase. What does it mean, Chip, to take advantage of something?
Well, to take advantage of something means to use it for gain, to maybe take it and use it so that it gains something.
True. So we should take advantage of the time that we have and not use our time needlessly or uselessly. Well, we hope you've learned something new today. Let's visit the chat room and join us next time. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicki.
And I'm Ken.
Ken, what are we going to chat about today?
Well, I'd like to talk about a mistake I found in today's article.
A mistake in Studio Classroom? Is that possible?
Yeah. Look at the sentence. Now, interrupted the activity chair bear. There's an extra now in there.
Ken, that is not a mistake.
It's not, but why would anyone say now twice?
Well, adults often say this to kids as a way of correcting them. But notice the intonation. It should be now.
Now.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So let's say your son said a bad word. What might you say to him?
Now, now.
Ah, you've got it.
今天的课文中出现两个 now 放在一起，不要误会，这里并不是一个错误。Now, now 是个很口语的用法，常常用来带着一种谴责、责备的口气。小朋友如果做错事了，大人就可以说 now, now。
And you know, Ken, the word now can also be used to introduce a command. For example, I might say, now, pay attention.
Which is not the same as pay attention now.
No, if you say pay attention now, you're saying pay attention at this very moment.
Now 其实也是美国人的一个口头禅，可以将它放在一个命令句的句首，当做一个提示语，用来引起别人的注意。比如说 ,now stop crying, 好了别哭了。Okay, what about what old Grizzly says in the story? My, my, I suppose that's not a mistake either.
No, it's not. My, my is an expression that conveys surprise. If you see something that surprises you, you might say, my, my, would you look at that?
Okay, 美国人在惊讶的时候很喜欢说 ,oh my goodness, 我的天哪。讲得更口语一点，可以光讲 oh my, 或是用课文中的这个加强的用法 my my, 这些都是非常惊讶的意思。
My my, Ken, look at the time. It's time for us to stop and give Michelle now time to give us today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 squabble 这个动词。Squabble 是指为了小事争吵或发生口角。如果要说明是为什么事情争吵的话，是用 over 或 about 这两个介系词。例如 ,the two sisters squabbled about who should take a shower first. 这两个姐妹为了谁先去洗澡而吵架。Squabble 也可以当名词，例如 ,the silly family squabble became a joke in the neighborhood. 这场无聊的家庭纠纷已经成为街坊邻居的笑柄。继续我们看的是 shove 这个名词。shove 是指推或者是撞。如果是 give someone a shove 是指推或撞某人一下，例如 Wesley gave his sister a big shove and she fell on the ground. Wesley 重重地推了妹妹一把，她就跌在地上。Shove 也可以当动词，例如 Everyone was pushing and shoving their way out of the auditorium after the concert. 演唱会结束之后，每个人都又推又挤地要离开体育馆。最后我们看的是 take advantage of 这个成语。Advantage 是指利益或者是好处，所以 take advantage of something 是指好好的利用某个事物。例如 ,we took advantage of the nice weather and went hiking. 我们利用好天气去爬山了。Take advantage of 也可以是指利用某个对象以利己。例如 ,Hank took advantage of Mary's kindness and broke her heart.Hank 利用了玛丽的好意，伤了她的心。And that's all for today. Make sure you come back next time. Bye-bye.
Bucket of berries.
Crazy! I am not crazy, screamed Brown Bear. Now take it back.
Never, shouted Grizzly.
Now, now.Interrupted the activity chair bear, trying to take control of the situation. But the two bears continued to squabble. By this time, the other bears were taking sides. Most took up for Brown Bear, but a few defended Old Grizzly. Then suddenly, Old Grizzly gave Brown Bear a big shove.
There, he said boldly, take that.
Everyone held their breath.Brown Bear and Old Grizzly often argued, but never before had they actually fought. Everyone was silent. Everyone wondered what would happen next. Just then,
Hey, everybody! Take a look!
Cried Scout unexpectedly. My bucket's full of berries! Scout's announcement took everyone by surprise. In fact,No one knew what to say or do. Finally, Old Grizzly began to smile.
My, my, Scout, he said, shaking his head from side to side. It looks like you're the winner.
And he picked Scout up off the ground and gave him a great big bear hug.
Congratulations, he grinned.
Bears and people take notice. Don't spend time arguing uselessly. Instead,
take advantage of the time you have.
So, Scout won the berry picking contest after all. And as always, there's a moral to be learned. What is it? Don't waste time uselessly arguing. That's a good reminder for us all. Friends, the World Games are coming this Thursday. So tomorrow we're kicking off a 3-day lesson on this huge sporting event. We'll look at what makes the World Games different from the Olympics, and we'll highlight a few of the unique events you can expect to see over the next 10 days. Also, if you have a moment, we would love you to visit us at studioclassroom.com. There you'll find lots of things to help keep your English moving forward. Right now, it's time to say goodbye. So from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.